Hello, and welcome to Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
I'm your host, Jim Leitris, and in this installment, we'll continue the topic of leadership success, behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities that produce positive results, also known as the BCR approach to leadership. In part one, we covered the behavioral aspect, and here we'll focus on part two of the equation, the competencies. Back with us is our expert, James L. Hayner. He's one of the developers of the BCR approach and is also a managing partner at Ultimate Business Resources, a consulting firm specializing in building better businesses. Mr. Hayner is currently working with Fortune 500 companies around the world, helping them develop their future leaders, and he's also a Learning Tree instructor and course author. Welcome, James, and thanks for joining us again on Learning Tree's Meet the Expert podcast series.
Thank you, Jim, and I am glad to be here today to talk to you about the BCs and the Rs.
Okay. Well, in part one of this discussion, as you remember, we introduced our listeners to the behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities, in short, the BCR approach to leadership and what makes it unique. I think it might be a good idea to just refresh our memories a bit regarding the approach itself before we move on. Could you do that for us?
Yep, sure, Jim. Back in 2005, my colleague David and Williams and I designed and developed what we call the BCR approach that would allow a successful leader to build teams that could deliver services faster, better, and more cost-effectively, and we built it around the behaviors, competencies, and responsibilities, just a critical few of the BCs and Rs that would allow you to build those kind of teams to be successful.
Okay, that's a great summary, James. Thanks. As I mentioned, we've covered the behaviors, the B part of the equation in part one, so now let's talk about the competencies. And by that, I assume we're talking about the skills and abilities you believe leaders should acquire for greater success, correct?
Correct, yeah. We're talking about knowledge, skills, and abilities, sometimes called KSAs. Also expertise, the ability to get things done, qualification, your experiences, and bottom line, know-how. And we're really looking at the participative types of competencies that lead to those knowledge, skills, and abilities, namely these three: communicating collaboratively, making effective decisions, and applying emotional intelligence skills.
Okay. Well, I'm certain that for as many positive competencies that a new leader adopts, there's got to be some bad habits they need to shed as well. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, Jim, the number one thing that we want to make sure that people understand is that when you move into a leadership role, you're going to have to give up the notion that you have to be the technical expert or the know-all and be-all, and you might have to give up your role as a SME, as a subject matter expert, expert, or give up your role as a SPOC, a single point of contact. What I'm really saying, Jim, is what a leader does now is stop and ask these questions: what things need to be accomplished now, instead of asking the older question, which may have been, how do I accomplish these things?
Okay, clearly then these leadership competencies can make a significant difference. But tell us then about the three participative competencies that you selected specifically for the BCR approach.
Okay, Jim, we chose communicating collaboratively as number one because we believe that communication is hard work, and we based that on Peter Drucker's research. Number two, we chose making effective decisions, which we know everybody needs to make some decisions, and we hope we make them effectively. And number three was applying emotional intelligence, which really means that we believe there's a strong relationship between a balance and appropriate use of your emotions and the emotions of your team.
Okay. Well, let me start at the beginning then. You said communicating collaboratively was number one on the competencies list. What are those communication principles that should be a conscious part of every leader's communications planning and execution?
Well, as I mentioned, Dave and I did a lot of work into researching Peter Drucker, and we came up with four fundamental communication principles that Peter recommends. Number one, communication is perception, which really means I can send out the message, but I really have to look at the receiver's ability to understand it. I have to look at emotional state. I have to look at perceptual filters before the message can actually be decoded. Number two is communication is expectation. That is, in other words, I have to expect what result I want, and sometimes we have found that it's more important to just jump in with a new idea as opposed to sometimes just waiting in and talking about the idea a little bit at a time. Number three is communication makes demands on both you as the sender and the receiver. In other words, we've got to make sure that they give us their attention, their level of understanding is there, and maybe we'll need some support. And number four is communication and information are definitely different, and they're sometimes interdependent, mm-hmm. because what we found is all of us are bombarded daily with plenty of pieces of information that we try to turn into something coherent, mm-hmm. and we just can't because we don't have the same perspective as the sender and or as the receiver.
Okay. As a consultant, you work with clients worldwide. How do you see the emotional intelligence, the EI part of this, the competency being used?
Well, what I'm finding, Jim, is that a lot of companies are understanding now that there is a direct relationship between EI, that's even more important than IQ, in effective and successful leadership. So what we're seeing is a really strong, balanced approach that says, I have to understand what my emotions are and what the team's emotions are, and along that same line, I have to understand that it's important for me to respond to and interact with team members based on their emotional style, not necessarily mine.
Hmm. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. There is a third one here. I don't want to miss this one. We talked about effective decision-making as well. Let's comment a little bit about that.
Yeah, effective decision-making, what we came up with were four ideas, four attributes, if you will, of how to make an effective decision. Number one is to understand the problem, which means, is this a specific problem? Is it a general problem? Mm-hmm. Number two, understand the limits. What are our objectives? What must be satisfied versus what might be satisfied? Number three, we need to make sure that every decision is converted into action. In other words, exactly what do we need to do versus what we might want to do. And the last one, number four, is make sure we have a feedback loop that tells us after we've taken the action exactly what we need to do to maybe reinforce that action for a different decision next time.
Okay. Well, James, you've certainly given us a great continuation to what the BCR approach to leadership is all about, and specifically the leadership competencies for success. I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge with us here on Learning Trees Meet the Expert podcast series, and we look forward to discussing with you the remaining element, responsibilities, in part three.
You are welcome, Jim, and I look forward to talking to you next time.
Great. If you'd like to know more about this subject, you can access a free copy of the Learning Tree White Paper, Leadership Success, Behaviors, Competencies, and Responsibilities that Produce Positive Results, Part 2, Competencies, authored by our guest James L. Hayner, by visiting learningtree.com/whitepapers. Thank you to our producer and engineer Boris Slivka, and I'm Jim Leitris at Learning Tree, saying goodbye until our next Meet the Expert podcast.